That's going to be a very, very a big hill to climb. We're determined to climb it, but we need the help of the president and the president-elect. In the first instance, the fastest, easiest, surest way to get this done is for them, particularly, obviously, the president, to act. But if he had the support of the president-elect and solicited it, I think he would get it. To use an existing fund, $700 billion, which was aimed at stabilizing the financial sector for this use. We've argued for a long time it ought to be used in terms of the economic impact that the failure of the Big Three would have. But now there's another reason which is emerging, which is that the Treasury has refused to use these funds up to now because it said those funds were aimed at stabilizing the financial markets. The financial sector was supposed to be the reason that that fund was created. Well, yesterday it became clear that if the Big Three went under, that the financial sector, the bonds that were issued, for instance, by the Big Three, would no longer be any good, and there'd be a huge impact on the very financial sector, which the administration said those $700 billion were appropriated to protect. So now the leaders of the Congress have written the president saying, again, use those funds, but now for a different reason, not just to protect the economy, but to protect the financial sector itself. I doubt very much that it would be required. I don't think it's appropriate for Congress to make these kind of decisions. I think the decisions we need to make is whether, like every other auto-producing country has made, do we want an auto industry or not? All the other countries, China even, is supporting its auto industry with loans. Brazil, $4 billion to the Brazilian auto industry and so forth. France the other day announced big loan. That's the question. Are we going to have an auto industry here or not like other countries that have them? Are we going to let it go under and get involved in the details of who runs them or not? I don't think Congress is equipped to make decisions as to who ought to be running companies. We ought to make decisions, major decisions, on the economic future of this country. We talk about the ability of our industry, the Big Three, to compete even with the transplants. And if they survive for another couple years under the existing contracts, they will be competitive in terms of labor costs with those transplants in Senator Shelby's state.